Hey friend, welcome to Rise and Shine with Emily C. I'm your host. This podcast is all about rising from the ashes of your past trauma so that you can step into motherhood with a fierceness and confidence you didn't know was possible and become a generational game changer. I'm so excited that you've decided to include me on your journey. Together, we're going to rise and shine. Let's go. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. I am so thankful that you have taken some time out of your day to tune in and listen to this episode. Today, I am speaking with Tamara Hillier. She is a licensed midwife and professional herbalist registered by the American Herbalist Guild. She helps people address the root cause of their health issues with effective herbal strategies from science-based phototherapy, ancient medicine, traditional Chinese, and Western herbalism. Welcome, Tamara. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, so let's just get started. Why don't you tell our audience what brought you to midwifery and we'll just start there.
Yeah, I had always an interest in kind of the natural cycles of the body and a little bit the mystery of childbirth. Of course, it's a very interesting subject. And so I just couldn't stop, you know, studying and reading about it. And I chose this as a career path, and I work mainly in home birth, midwifery, actually. So it was a bit tough for me, the time in the hospital, but of course it's part of the training. But yeah, my real joy was actually then working as an independent midwife with my colleagues and helping the moms at home. I was working in Germany. There's a really good basic healthcare system where all women have access to midwives. Actually, it is kind of the law, you know, a doctor cannot attend a birth without the presence of a midwife. So even in a hospital setting, no matter where, you need to have a midwife present at birth to just ensure, I mean, it's a physiological process, normally, to just help the attachment period, the first breastfeeding and all these processes, So, and also, of course, also keeping the birth as normal and low intervention as possible, which is, in these times a big problem, that there's lots of interventions that might not always be necessary. So, it was it's a big challenge to work in this job, but it's very exciting. And I mean, it touched me a lot. It was not surprising to me, but it was really like basically all women entered a type of crisis, through motherhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the most common scenario was actually, I was visiting a mom at home, maybe on a postpartum visit. And she was in tears or, really stressed out, really worried about something. And, down the line after the second baby, third baby, there were maybe partnership issues or many marriages breaking apart or women just in a big isolation also, being at home and then the partner is working. So, I saw that actually this is not working at all. And I was convinced I'm not going to have children at all. So this was... the birth is easy compared to what comes after that. This was kind of I think it's many moms can agree, but before you enter into this period, you can't imagine what's really going to happen, so it really turns your life upside down. and on a physical level, on a mental level, yeah, it can bring up a lot of things from the past. I mean, this is the area where your work is based. And yeah, I find this really important to point this out, you know, that our past traumas get reactivated, you know, or even if we enter this phase of motherhood and we are already weak and debilitated and, you know, not at our best, you know, then we're not set up for success. No? So then we're set up for, yeah, maybe the biggest crisis in our life so far. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, a shame that it is often like this. And so, yeah, I try to dedicate part of my work to helping, né, helping prevent this. This starts, of course, very early, né, even before you're planning a pregnancy. There are many things to do to just put you, yeah, in the best conditions, né, to navigate this phase of life the best possible.
All right, so let's dig into that a little bit. So for the woman who is not a mama yet, but she is beginning to dabble in beginning her healing journey from her traumatic childhood. What's one thing that she can do now to alleviate some of the grief down the road, maybe in a year or so, when she decides to begin her family?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's true that our traumas and our mental health affect our physical health, but it mm-hmm. is also true the other way around. Yeah, so I think we have to come full circle in, you know, seeing that everything is connected. Yeah, even our mental health and how we deal with trauma is also related to our physical health. And I mean, I'm not a trauma specialist or anything. So I come from this more physical side of healing and nourishing and kind of helping the natural body functions. Yeah, at the moment, my work is based more around this work as an herbalist. So I work with all kinds of ages and men and women, but mainly women. And I see often, you know, motherhood, it's where we enter a crisis. You know, I mean, we can get less sleep. And maybe we don't have time to eat really well. We spend a huge amount of our nutrients to grow this baby and to breastfeed the baby. So there's also a big loss in our bodies that maybe before wasn't that visible, but now it kind of kicks us over the edge. And this will affect down the road our mental health. I mean, if you think about, you know, any emotional state that you can imagine, it is somehow, it originates in the chemical processes in the body. So in hormones and hormonal communication in the body, and also in the physical health of our nerve cells and the brain. Yeah, so it is, everything is impacting everything. Yeah, so one way or the other, you know, even something that you do something good for your body will affect your mental well-being, will affect your resilience. And I mean, we need a huge amount of resilience. Yeah. So usually, you know, I start also by, you know, just telling moms, keeping it realistic, you know, it's not helpful. Yeah, if we kind of propagate this ideal image of the new mom and how happy she's going to be, you know, if we all know that it is sleepless nights and, you know, not even finding the time to shower. So I think even, you know, more important than herbs or anything is the support and, you know, having the support in the family, having actual help. Yeah, it's not meant to be that we do this all alone as moms in this phase. Yeah, this is the biggest factor I actually see. Yeah, so the support from the partner and all this. Yeah, so there is many things, of course, you can set up the right way or the wrong way, you know, by kind of choosing your life circumstances. Where are you going to live? What are the people who you are surrounded by? Yeah, but I'm, of course, you know, I'm here to give this specific advice. Yeah, if there are any minor health issues, yeah, if you feel like, oh, you have some food intolerances, or just, you know, this bloating and this and that, or the fatigue, really work on it before getting pregnant. Yeah, get all your vitamin levels up and maybe checked and really bring them back to optimal levels. Yeah, we can't digest our food properly, you know, if we are stressed, if we have some imbalances in our digestive system. So we can kind of clean up our minor health complaints before pregnancy. I find this really important because those will grow bigger. Yeah, if they are left unattended, and then you go into this extremely challenging phase of your life, yeah, that will last many years. I mean, it's also not like, okay, you know, breastfeeding is done and everything goes back to normal. We all know it's not like that. It's a change forever. So, yeah, I work and I see big results. You know, it's amazing, yeah, that sometimes you think, oh, somebody is sad and has a mildly depressive state or whatever after birth, yeah. But you give them omega-3 supplements, and you give them an herb that kind of strengthens them and lifts their mood up and helps them to regulate better the stress. And it helps, you know, there is a direct, and then, you know, you have the strength to deal with the things that you have to deal with. Yeah. Anything else that's going on in the family or in your own, yeah, from your past or whatever. Yeah. So I'm not specialized in this direct trauma work, but I can help just supporting the body through this time, which will in return also support the mental health and physical health and brain health and everything, and just give this resilience. So yeah, that's kind of my strategy that I use, yeah.
So what's your go-to strategy for a new mom who is experiencing her trauma being reactivated? She's navigating the heavy tides of motherhood while also navigating all of this stuff that's come up, and she thought it was kind of blindsided by it. So,
yeah, it's hard. Né? At this point, of course, the new mom is already very busy, and it can be even hard to actually make the decision and make the time to consult with somebody, to get help. Yeah, so this is a big step. I would wish every mom had the support also from their partner and everybody, you know, for this type of self-care, yeah, that she gets the treatment she needs in this sense, you know. Maybe this is a massage once a week, maybe it's somebody, you know, just helping her with things in the house so she can just rest and read a book or whatever. So it's sometimes the little things, but you know, I look very specifically because I find, you know, we in modern life we have chronic things going on in our health that we're not even aware of. A mom or women of all ages, you know, we know our hormonal imbalances. Yeah, we have already had menstrual problems since forever, and cramps and PMS and all this. So there are things going on in our hormonal balance. And of course, this is all going to be put upside down with the breastfeeding and giving birth and everything. And then also our thyroid. So there are some specific tests sometimes to really look at specific functions in the body. It can help, but you know, honestly, if a mom tells me she is just so fatigued and tired and burned out, and you know, and that's why she has this circling thoughts and she is revisiting trauma from her childhood that she cannot kind of break free of, you know, I know there are some processes in the body that are not optimally, yeah, in her hormonal balance, in her thyroid, in her vitamin levels, yeah. So she might be low in magnesium, low in vitamin D, all those. Most modern people are actually low in these key nutrients, the omega-3 and all that. Then there are, of course, also specific herbs. I also work with lots of herbs from Ayurveda, from Chinese medicine. I mean, they're all easily accessible nowadays. But really, you know, there is a specific category of herbs. They're called adaptogens. They are actually there to regulate stress, yeah, to help our body deal with stress. So I find these herbs extremely useful. And really also choosing the right one, you know, as one woman needs a bit more an energy boost and needs to increase her energy. The other woman is more on the anxiety side and has these circling thoughts and, you know, and can't wind down. Her nervous system is so overstimulated from, you know, from all this that she has to deal with. So sometimes we need more soothing, calming herbs. And we have these, you know, I mean, it can even just help, you know, drinking a tea before you go to bed, having your dose of magnesium, which helps you relax a little bit. So these are tiny things, but, you know, it's worth so much just to wake up and be a bit more rested. Yeah. Or just, you know, you're just trying to move something. Yeah. Moving the needle in the well-being of the mom with whatever she, you know, she most needs. Yeah, maybe she's constipated and dealing with bloating, you know, then resolve that. Yeah, she will also half her anxiety will go if she can digest properly. Yeah, because it's all connected. I mean, the digestion is connected to the immune system and even to how we process hormones in the body. Yeah, if they accumulate and circulate, not too many of them, or it is all connected. So actually, anywhere you start doing something good to this mom in this situation and building up her body, strengthening all her organs, her organ systems, like all the hormonal glands, bringing them more in tune, it will all help. Yeah, I mean, just as a good diet, you know, for example. No? But of course, this should not become one more stressful task to do. Yeah, I mean, tell a new mom like, oh, can you make a green smoothie 3 times a day? Oh my, I mean, it's a lot of work. No? So, yeah, but easy, simple things, you know, just nourishing warm food. Now, hopefully somebody can cook for her. Now, some strengthening herbs or soothing herbs. Then it just can soothe her nervous system a little bit, calm her down a little bit. So I see, yeah. And the earlier, the better, you know, before she's even really in a crisis. Yeah, of course, then we can also help and then do the best we can. But just giving also moms a realistic time frame, what to expect, that it's going to be a long ride, you know, and yeah, they're not going to have that much time after having children to even think about themselves and what they need. So yeah, it's good if they have help. It's good if they can plan this a little bit. So yeah.
Yeah, getting realigned in alignment with your body and understanding your body's way of speaking to you, and not necessarily putting a Band-Aid over the symptoms that your body is giving you to let you know that something is wrong, yeah, is critical in healing physically, healing emotionally, healing spiritually. Mm-hmm. Just approaching it from a one area mindset instead of a holistic mindset is really going to open up your view. And yeah, you'll find that you're able to get further.
Yeah.
Faster.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know how much we are trained to just push through and, you know, not mm-hmm. listen to, I mean, we feel as a mom, especially, you feel kind of a guilt, you know, if you're tired or if you're not motivated, or how could you be sad, you know, having such a beautiful baby in your arms. Yeah. So there is all this on top, that the expectations are that you have to fulfill this perfect image of a mom and be happy and everything. So you feel bad. And I mean, this is for me the saddest thing ever, you know, because I was mm-hmm. visiting every single mom out there, you know, for a postpartum visit. And they were all feeling this, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I was just like, just telling them, you know that you're not alone, you know, that this is actually the more common way to feel when you're a mom. It has nothing to do with you personally. Yeah. These are things in our society, how we are structured, how, you know, we have lost the support, you know, everybody's kind of expecting us to return to work and, you know, it's not a natural life as a mom anymore. Yeah. It's not our individual failure, but this is how we see it, unfortunately. No? And I mean, this can lead to big crisis, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. it leads to postpartum depression and it is serious. No? It is serious mm-hmm. also for the health of our kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, help the moms and, you know, you're going to have also kids that are healthier and better balanced in life. No? It all starts with the health of the mom. No?
Yeah, it's a domino effect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tamara. Do you have anything that you would like to offer our listeners today?
Yeah, I would like to say I have also a podcast. It's called Down to Earth Herbalism with Tamara. So this is a way to learn more about herbs. You know, I have episodes about herbs for fatigue or herbs for hormonal balance. Those give kind of starters for safe herbs that you can try out. And of course, I'm also available for one-on-one consultations. for any chronic health issues in motherhood or any stage of life. So yeah, if anybody out there feels they need one-on-one advice to deal with this, yeah, then I hope they take the time and yeah, book a free call with me.
Awesome. So I will link Tamara's information in a blog post that is linked in the description of this episode. And you can find all of her information over there just by clicking on the link. Tamara, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a great conversation. And we will talk soon.
Yeah. Thank you, Emily. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rise and Shine with Emily C. Before you go, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when new episodes go live every week.